Right, let's hear a little bit more of Phil in Rowlett.
Just taking him a long time to get in there.
Well, no, Tony's in there blocking the door.
A new character that is sweeping.
No, shut up. Me and Danny were sitting there laughing. And I
hello,
go,
online.
I go, should I call in and ask him how long a hockey game is? So we both agreed that yes. And
sure.
Then we were running through my two voices.
Just for the record, 60 minutes, okay?
Hey, either this one or...
I forgot the other one.
Hey. Hey, guys.
So we decided to go with Junior Miller's Carmella voice. Hello, Hotline.
Hello, Cobra.
How long is a hockey game? Oh, hey, Cobra.
You have the most undisguisable voice in the history of man.
God has cursed me in so many ways.
And we're gonna experiment, like, probably once
there is
every
that,
couple
there is
of
Rodentia,
days.
There is there are the cloven hooves.
He hates me.
He does hate you.
He hates me.
Who, God?
Yes.
Well, him and everybody else.
Right.
He can just get in line.
But he gave you that big wiener, didn't he?
AP1's put away your magnifying glass. It's the all-new, bigger and better Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket Coors Light Guy's Guide Swimsuit Edition. Everyone says things are bigger and better, but this guy's guide really is. It's nearly twice as big. Now you can have real fun with the almost life-size Bikini Ticket Chick Centerfold. Double your pleasure and double your fun as we double the size of the Coors Light Guy's Guide. From the station that thinks more than a mouthful is a waste. Sports Radio 1310, the Ticket. Boys draft watching party at the Varsity Club in Frisco. Saturday morning at 11 on Sports Radio 1310, the Ticket.
Well, what I was about to tell everybody was that it's time to gear up for the two-minute drill, doing so by clearing the lines and reloading accordingly as we wrap up from out here at Cowboys Golf Club. And I'm operating on the assumption that everybody just pretty much knew that anyway. So we'll get to that here in just a second, I think. Big Dick Hunter should be standing by right now.
I am. You know you can count on me. Hello.
Hi there.
What's up?
How are you?
You guys see Mike McCready out there today?
No, didn't see him.
Huh. That was a missed opportunity.
Yeah, it was. It was. They should have got him out here.
Yeah, absolutely should have. Well, tonight we will be updating our big pilgrimage to the Playboy Mansion. I made the big announcement Friday, and we're going through the process of selecting our P1s. So we'll have the update on that at 8:50. This is so intense that Turley had to talk to Hugh Hefner's publicist today to sort out some details, and he had to be sitting down to do it. Like, it was a cell phone conversation, but he couldn't be in transit anywhere. He had to have desk time designated where he could sit down and map out a bunch of details. And I am told that our rooms, which are being provided by Playboy for that evening and the next night, are going to overlook the pool where they have the whole party going on.
So how many people are you going to get to take?
Two P1s.
And then you and Turley?
And my girlfriend. Right.
So he's going to provide three rooms for you guys.
What about your mom?
No, she just likes to go on the bunny ranch trips.
So Hugh Hefner's going to give you guys three rooms.
That's my understanding, yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So tonight at 8:50, we will update the details on that. And by the way, the people that want in, it's open to everybody, so they can go to bigdickhunter.net and see the details. And at 9:10, we had I think you guys talked about this in E! News, that new reality show about the boxers called The Contender that Sylvester Stallone is putting on.
No, not really.
Okay, I thought that had come up in E! News. He's doing this thing where he wants to follow a series of boxers along and, you know, watch their career over a year and that sort of thing. Well, they had open tryouts today in Dallas, and one of the P1s that comes on our show is a boxer, so I took him out there and I entered him. And he wasn't interviewed by Sylvester Stallone, but he was interviewed by Frank Stallone. And I, in turn,
singer.
Yeah, I in turn landed an exclusive interview with Frank Stallone that we're going to air at 9:10. The perennial other brother.
Mm.
Hey, Reiner, I missed Soprano's talk earlier, but I don't know if you made reference to this. Did it drive you crazy that Tony Soprano was recognizing the greatness of The Clash in this week's episode?
Well, I don't think I saw him make reference to it.
Well, he was clearly rocking out to The Clash, and that's what inspired him to cause that traffic accident. He cranked it up.
I don't think Tony Soprano rocks out to anything. Just whatever's playing at the time is cool with him.
Well, maybe so. Maybe that was a
coincidence. It could have been beyond the sea.
Oh, and he would have been just as aggressive?
Yeah, he would have been just as aggressive.
Well, perhaps so. I thought about you, though, as soon as I heard Rock the Casbah and Tony Soprano's Escalade or whatever that is.
That song is a day off the end of my life to never hear
it. How are you going to choose the P1s? Are you going to have some kind of contest?
Yes, here's what we're doing. One will be pre-selected. It'll be one of our regulars. That's kind of an unspoken reward of being a regular cast member, is eventually you get to go along on one of these trips. So we're going to select one, our crew is, and then the other one.
So who's in the running for that?
There's about eight of them. I mean, I don't want to say names yet until we pick one, but they know who they are, the usual suspects. And then
Big Dave?
Big Dave's already been on one. We're trying not to repeat yet. And so Turley...
Devin Pike?
He went to Jose Canseco's house.
Mm.
Keep coming. You want to throw another one out there?
That's all I got.
Okay. And so then Turley and I, and that P1 that we select, the three of us, we'll vote on the contest winner. And the contest is this. Basically, you've got 1 minute to introduce yourselves to us via videotape, voicemail, an email that takes a minute to read, whatever your medium is. You got to wow us in a minute. And that will get you, the finalists will get an on-air interview with us, and we make the selection from there. All you got to do is just blow us away for a minute. I don't know what that entails. That's up to you. It's open to you still, Grego. You think you can handle 44 hours in a van?
Yeah, I'd like to tell you he can't. I'd like to go to the Playboy Mansion, but that is one of my goals in life. I'm telling you, it always has been, but not in the van that long.
How far do you think you'd get?
Van? Bowie? Yeah, probably Bowie. Maybe Wichita Falls. Let me out. I'd have to take a cab home.
Would I be having to turn around and threaten to turn this van around right now if you don't quit punching the other P1s or looking at them or whatever?
No, I wouldn't act like that. I'd just say, hey, by the way, pull over. I'm getting out. That'd pretty much be it for me.
Well, it'd be fun to have you along.
The whole thing would stink too bad.
There's always that. We have a good time.
Why don't y'all fly out there?
Well, because, you know, we're not the superpower of the station.
See, if it were me, you know what I would do?
What's that?
You know who the P1 would be? I would reach out, because this is a hell of a prize.
Mm-hmm.
And my deal would be, okay, the P1 gets to go that can afford to fly all of us out there and back.
Boy, that's the right talking right there. See that?
Ron, I think that's a pretty good idea, don't you?
That's a great idea.
Yeah, and that way you can spend a lot more time out there and just say, okay, I mean, who's going to buy 5 plane tickets? That's who gets to go.
Are you ought to promise a girl who wants to be in Playboy that you'll get her in front of half?
No, listen, that's already been thrown out there. This is open to males and females, and I have said that if there is a female out there that's maybe sent her test shots into Playboy and hadn't heard anything back, man, you want to talk about fast-tracking. I mean, this would be the way to do it, wouldn't it?
I would think.
We might even have a spontaneous photo shoot break out there in my hotel suite. As long as Hep's up there.
Wow. All right, 2-minute drill time right now. This is brought to you by Hooters and by DeFreitas Collision Repair. Here's how we do it. You get 30 seconds or until we determine that your story has become tiresome, whichever happens first. Start whatever you have to say with the words. Be ready to go when we come to you. Turn your radio down. Don't ask us how we are and expect nothing from us by way of response or reply. Adhere to these 6 simple edicts. And this can go wherever you like. We ready? You're on the 2-minute drill. Go. You're on the 2-minute drill. Go.
Just ask Julie. There's nothing more revolting or disturbing than the fully erect cobra.
You're on the 2-minute drill. Go. You're on the 2-minute drill. Go. You're on the 2-minute drill. Go. You're on the 2-minute drill. Go.
There once was a guy on base 2 who made quite an error for you. He played the piano, his name Soriano, and I'd like to introduce his ass to my shoe.
You're on the 2-minute drill, go.
The stars might have been.
You're on the 2-minute drill, go.
And I'll hang up and listen.
You're on the 2-minute drill, go.
I'm with Snake Exterminators Incorporated. Kill him now. Go.
You're on the 2-minute drill, and you got the last word, go.
Howard Stern rules and Bush sucks.
Well, I hope this doesn't come as a shock to anyone, but we're done. Thanks to Kern back here twisting and tweaking. Thanks to Zeb and Mike Ray Davies on the promotions front. The ticket chicks on duty today, Brittany and Tiffany. Thanks to them. Thanks to the folks out here at Cowboys Golf Club. And all the folks at the Crohn's Foundation for having us. And thanks to everyone who dropped by today. Back at the mothership, thanks to Danny Paul, Ty Walker, Psycho Dave, Barb Smith, and Rick Honeycutt at the barbecue pit. And thank you guys on the phones for allowing us to invade your personal space. Now, stay tuned. Coming up next, we have the top 10, followed by Big Dick's P1 Wild Ass Circus. We are back tomorrow at 3 with another edition of The Hardline. Till then, you guys stay hard, keep jamming, and we'll see you.
Snake.
Cobra.
Cobra.
This is The Ticket.